From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, throngs of teenagers will work this Thanksgiving. Find out how they fit their holiday around the time clock. And it's the busiest day of the year for folks in the pie trade. We'll take a behind-the-scenes tour through a North Texas shop. First, today, the day before Thanksgiving, is one of the busiest all year at airports around the country. It's extra busy at Dallas Love Field, the first Thanksgiving holiday since the Wright Amendment limitations on nonstop flights out of Love were lifted.
The airport's a lot busier than what it was last year, but that's because we have these new great destinations that we're serving.
That's Dan Lanson with Southwest Airlines. Rochelle Brown and her husband took one of those new nonstops from San Diego to Love Field to meet their son, arriving from the other coast.
My son is arriving from Rhode Island, and he was delayed out of Rhode Island and Baltimore.
Delayed because of the winter weather slamming the Northeast, at Love Field, Brown was settling in for some lunch and a wait of about an hour or more for her son's arrival. She takes comfort knowing her son was on a plane already before the number of flight cancellations picked up. More than 600 flights, most in the Northeast, were canceled by midday today. Brown said after her son's arrival, the family planned to rent a car and head to Shreveport for Thanksgiving food and fun, and they expect a dry, even balmy road trip unlike many others. Brown says flying today over the western half of the U.S. was festive.
Everyone on my flight, which was absolutely packed, was really friendly and joking around and chatty.
That may change as Mother Nature, airline delays, and cancellations dim the prospects of making Thanksgiving dinner on time. DFW Airport expects this to be its busiest Thanksgiving holiday ever, more than 2 million passengers passing through, and for some it could be a long wait for a flight. Most major airlines are waiving their fees for changing or canceling reservations because of the weather. A number of retail stores are opening on Thanksgiving Day again this year, and many of the low-wage workers folding shirts, running cash registers, and finding frozen Sparkle Princess dolls will be teenagers. As part of KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas finds out how the Texas teens are cramming their family holiday around work.
This is the first year that 18-year-old Miosha Ferris has a job at a Walmart in Fort Worth. She's proud to be working and earning her own money. But when Thanksgiving came around, she hoped for a little more of a holiday.
It kind of upsets me because I wanted to be at home with my family. But then again, it's my job, so I have to do it.
And did you just get assigned or did you volunteer to work on Thanksgiving?
They just signed me. They put me on the schedule. Everyone has to work that day, every employee.
On the bright side, Miosha says she'll get paid more than her usual $7.65 an hour. Her mom is going to try to have dinner ready for her early so she can get in for a 6 to 11 p.m. shift, and then a full day on Black Friday. She's heard about Thanksgiving and Black Friday madness at Walmart and thinks it won't be too different from any other day.
I know I'm going to see some crazy things, like people fighting and stuff, because I see it when it's not Black Friday.
There are over a million teenagers in Texas working retail jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. While many stores will stay closed this Thanksgiving, some major stores are opening, just as families are saying grace over the most celebrated meal of the year.
I wanted to get this job so I could help my dad with the bills or always have a little bit of money so I could give to them.
Tyra Williams is 18 and works at a clothing store in the outlet malls in Grand Prairie. Her Thanksgiving Day shift starts at 4:30 and ends at midnight. Shoppers could show her a little love.
Yeah, I could be with my family too, and so I hope those people are going to be nice because I'm already a little agitated that I do have to work that day, but I hope they're going to be in a good mood as well. Don't want to ruin my day.
As anyone who has worked a holiday knows, coworkers can turn into an impromptu family and make a holiday away from home memorable.
We have a potluck at work, and everybody's going to bring food and enjoy the time we have together. Even though we couldn't see our family, that's just going to be our time.
Tyra will also eat with her mom's family around 11 a.m. and her dad's family around 2. It's her last Thanksgiving as a kid because she plans to be in college next year.
I think I want to be a nurse.
So if you're a nurse, you may have to work a lot of holidays.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
For the rest of your life.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
And so, happy holiday to all those nurses, airline pilots, police officers, and journalists working tomorrow. Teenage cashiers and fitting room attendants are now part of the club. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Hear more teenage voices from KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project at yearbook.kera.org. One shop that won't be open on Thanksgiving Day, Emporium Pies in the Dallas neighborhood of Oak Cliff. Today was an absolute frenzy of activity as employees organized hundreds of pre-ordered pies and sold some coveted day-of sweets, too. Carly Goodwin, who's working her second Thanksgiving at Emporium, showed producer Courtney Collins around.
How you doing today?
Good.
Did you guys pre-order?
No.
We're sold out today.
We didn't start selling out of Wednesday pies until a couple of weeks ago, but people were ordering as early as September 1st. So usually the people that didn't order last year, and they're like, I'm not waiting in that line again.
Buttercream game?
Yes. Yeah. Around this side is where everyone who placed a pre-order goes to pick up their pie. This year we got a big tent and put all of the pre-ordered pies in there, so they're completely separate from the first-come, first-served pies. No mix-ups, no accidentally grabbing from the wrong rack, which can really mess you up.
Nana, grab me a smooth.
I'm Whitney Redmond. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I got the smooth operator, which is a chocolate silk with a pretzel crust, and then the buttercream game, which is just a buttercream pie.
I think the biggest one this year was the Lord of the Pies, which is the deep dish caramel apple with cinnamon streusel topping. It's definitely kind of the hit for Thanksgiving. That one and the Drunken Nut. That one's the bourbon pecan with the shortbread cookie crust.
My name is Cecilia McKay. I'm from Dallas. Their pies are unbelievable. And if you're going to visit somebody, that's a nice thing to bring.
For me, it's the most important part. Everything else you can switch around, but you've got to have pie.
As families get ready for the traditional Thanksgiving meals tomorrow, we'll hear today from Scott McCauley, who started a holiday tradition of his own 25 years ago. Every Thanksgiving in his hometown of Melrose, Massachusetts, Scott cooks dinner for strangers. At StoryCorps, Scott explained who gets invited and how the tradition started.
My folks decided to get divorced. And if you were nice to one, the other one would get mad with you. When October came, I thought, gee, you know, what's going to happen at Thanksgiving? So I just thought, well, there must be some other people that are in the same boat. Why should they have that rotten feeling? Why should they be stuck home alone? So I put an ad in the local paper and offered to cook Thanksgiving dinner for 12 people. People came and they had a good time. And last year, 84 people showed up. What I do is transform the hall at the First Baptist Church to look as close to home as I can get it. I have a fake fireplace. I have Norman Rockwell's famous Thanksgiving picture framed. And the way I test my success or failure is how long they stay. Last year, I had a family show up 2 hours late. He had lost his job, and they had heard about the dinner and wanted something to eat. And some of these people might not have anything, but they always find something that they can be grateful for. My goal is always to have nobody sign up, because that means everybody's got a place to go and everybody's okay. And that's what keeps me going 25 years later.
That was Scott McCauley at StoryCorps, originally broadcast in 2010. Next week, we'll have the first stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth, which is in Dallas until December 20th. Your Thanksgiving forecast, plenty of sunshine, high of 63. Friday even warmer. Saturday and Sunday, we could be pushing 80 degrees. 56 degrees in Dallas, 58 in Fort Worth now. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.